Now, on part three of In Performance Tonight, I want to introduce you to another of the great Soviet-era singing voices that we in the West know very little about. Let's listen to this baritone singing Di Provenza il Mar from Verdi's La Traviata, and then I'll introduce you to a man who knows all about this singer.
Ljubi Poznije moji, безотрадно тихо шли, тщетно ждал родную сень. Я тебя и ночь, и день. Скучен был мне отчий дом, ведь полей родных лесов грустный взор не веселил. Одинок я в жизни был, но прошел печальный срок. Сердце нет былых тревог, с той же светлою душой я стою перед тобой. Да прошел печальный срок.
And that was Germain's famous aria from La Traviata, Di Provenza il Mar, sung in Russian by baritone Pavel Lisitsyan. Not a name that we recognize here in Canada. Certainly I haven't heard his name before, but we're about to find out more about him. Alexander Tumanov is a singer and conductor and professor emeritus at the University of Alberta. I've talked to him in the past about Russian singers, and he's back again with me here today in the Toronto studio to talk about this wonderful baritone voice we've just been listening to. Alexander, welcome back.
My pleasure.
Where did you first come across him?
He was, for almost 3 decades, was a leading baritone at the Bolshoi Theatre. He was such a huge presence in the Soviet Union that I don't remember myself without listening to him on the radio. His presence was in my musical life forever. He was born 91 years ago in 1911 in the city of Vladikavkaz in the Caucasus province of Russia. He was born into the family of the laborer. The family was very musical. Everybody sang or played some instruments, and Pavel had a beautiful voice from the very, very early years. But he was supposed to be a worker like his father. So he dropped out of school at 15, and in 1929 he was already, like his father, the oil drill, the operator. And of course he was singing in the choir, and he had such a beautiful voice that people thought that something should be done about it. So he got a grant to the conservatory in Leningrad. They had so-called workers' faculty. And the verdict was that this was a beautiful, rich voice, very good material. And his teacher, his first teacher, was so excited. He ruled that Pavel was a tenor. And really, he could hit any highest notes of the tenor range without any difficulties. And whoever come to the class of this professor, he will show, Pavel, show them the high notes. And they did it every day for 3 months. And in 3 months, his voice was gone. It was finished.
Finished because he was singing these high tenor notes all the time?
Yes, yeah. I think that that was the case. But Pavel was not a quitter. He got the blacksmith's job because, you see, he needed money to finance his future studies because he firmly believed that his voice will come back. He got another teacher, a private teacher, who said that he was not a tenor but a baritone. He was patient, and then in 1937, he got a position at the Armenian Opera Theater in Yerevan, and there he was already a leading baritone.
How long did he stay there?
Not too long, because he was so good, and he already was recorded and heard all over Russia. So in 1940, the end of 1940, he joined the ensemble of the Bolshoi Theater, and he worked there for more than 26 years. And his operatic concert activities, radio activities, recordings quickly put him to the front of the musical scene in the Soviet Union.
So people knew his name very quickly.
Yes, and his name became a household name. Because I just don't remember a day when on the radio we wouldn't hear his voice.
What were some of his great roles, Alexander?
Oh, one of the great roles he sang was the Count Yeletsky from Dam Pik by Tchaikovsky in the Bolshoi Theater.
So let's hear some of that.
Я вас люблю, люблю безмерно, без вас не мыслю дня прожить, я подвиг силы беспримерной, готов сейчас для вас свершить. Знайте сердце вашего свободу, ничем я не хочу стеснять, готов скрываться вам в угоду. И пыль ревнивых чувств унять на все. Все для вас готов я, не только любящим супругом, слугой полезным иногда. Желал бы я быть вашим другом и утешителем всегда. Ясно вижу, чувствую теперь я, куда себя в мечтах завлек, как мало вас ко мне доверия, как чужд я вам и как далек. Ах, я терзал с этой далью, со стволом я сей душой, печалюсь вашей я печалью, и плачу вашей слезой. Терзаюсь этой далью со страшно вам я все. Дня прожить я подвиг силы беспримерной готов сейчас для вас свершить. О, милая, я вас
baritone Pavel Lisitsyan, and that was I Love You Dear from Peak Dam by Tchaikovsky. So, Alexander Tumanov, what do you hear in this baritone voice of Lisitsyan?
One thing which impresses me is my feeling that he sings only for me. And having in mind that besides opera, he sang a lot of the Lieder and Russian art songs and folk songs, it is a very important quality. His voice has the ability to be so intimate that he creates this sensation of singing only for the listener, and absolutely unforced, flexible sound. And it is very clearly evident in his singing Lieder.